Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Arachin V'Charamin, the Seif HaFlo, where we continue on the theme of the previous Perek regarding the redemption, specifically when the pidyon of that which was sanctified was through the Bailim, through the owner, and additionally regarding the topic of the things that were sanctified as they applied to Kochim Mizbeach and to Kochim Bedek HaBayis. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph. What's the Halacha if the redemption is done by the owner himself? If someone sanctifies his own ancestral field, so mitzvah lav levadoisahu. So the primary mitzvah actually is that he should redeem it, and the reason for that is she'adin kaidim, because the owner he's first, like the pasuk says, the imla yigal. If he doesn't redeem, then nimka be'erkacha, which obviously that tells us that primarily, however, he should go out and redeem it. Not vimla yrotz, but if he doesn't want to, ain't kaidim, so we don't force him. Now, when do we say that we don't force him? Is man shem mitzvahs yovel noheges? Is at a time when the mitzvah of yovel, which is every 50th year, that whole cycle, that's applicable. Why? Because if yovel year is going to come around and he's not going to redeem it, teitzel kahanim, it's going to go out to belong by the kahanim, like we explained in Perek Dal Halacha Yotas and Chav. So it comes that you don't really have to force him because he's already implicated and forced. Because if he doesn't redeem it, it's going to go to the kahanim. And there's not going to be a loss for the hektish because the kahanim have to give the value of it as we'd explained in the previous parak. Now, but at a time when there's no yovel in halacha, when the tribes are not fully there in Eretz Yisrael, sharei ein the yotzes like kahanim. Oh, so now there's no mahalacha of yovel, so it doesn't go to belong to the kahanim after the yovel year. Ela seifeli pad this loylem. Rather, at the end of it is ultimately that it has to be redeemed. Then we actually force the owner to give the opening bid. Now the reason for that is because of the fifth, because the owner has to add a fifth when he redeems it, even when there's no yovel being noyig, and additionally, since it's precious to him because it's his, he's going to increase the amount that he gives, so we make him give the opening bid. But the niftis b'shavya, it's going to be redeemed according to its actual value, not according to halacha that we say of generally when someone's makdish de'achuza, which is 50 shkolim for a base kur, that's only at a time when there's yevil, but now that there's not, it's redeemed according to its market value. Kishar hektish is like all other things which were someone made hektish. Now, im nimtza misha meisavalav v'goyle, so now if you find somebody that adds on more than his bid and redeems it, so you go, it's redeemed. In love, and if not, emily, they tell him, higiyascha, so it's yours. V'id mashom, and he has to give whatever his opening bid was, or whatever ultimately was his bid. Now, ve'inu b'seach b'pachas ma'arba prutas. Now, his opening bid cannot be less than 4 prutas, which is the lowest type of currency, 4 of that. So at least the fifth that he's adding on, which is an inner fifth, it's actually a quarter of the principal, and since the redemption cannot be less than the pruta, so it has to be that the principal that he's giving a bid on has to be at least worth 4 prutas. Let's say the owner wants to sell off his other fields or borrow, could they lift the sada so that he could afford to redeem this field that he had sanctified? Hershus biyadi, he's permitted to do that. And that's beimiz man sheyevel noig, whether at a time when the yevel is applicable, beimiz man sheyevel noig, or when there is no halachas of yevel. And v'hu kaidin l'chaladim, again, he comes before everyone else. And v'chin ratza legal chetzi, so if he wants to redeem it halfway, Goyel, he could also redeem it that way. Now, why is Rambam pointing out these halachas? Is because Masha Inkim Moichel Hedyon. In contrast, when someone sells his field to a regular person, which Rambam discussed in Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin Yud Ches, that all these things we just said that you could do for Hekdash, you cannot do when you sell to a regular person. And Zechem Behedyon Min Behekdash, and these are stringencies that apply when you're selling it to a regular person that has over when you makdash it to Hekdash. Halacha Gimel. A makdash is besoy. Now, in contrast to what we're speaking about, these halachas of arach and v'charamin, hamakdash of steachuzo, which we open up with in this halacha, hamakdash is besoy. If someone sanctifies his house, or his beim tzmeya shloy, or his non-kosher animal, or his shor metatlev, or other movable items, so harelu nerachim mishvuyehim, they're going to be evaluated according to their actual value, bein toiv and bein ra, whether if it's good or bad, and again, the contrast to steachuzo, which like that has a special gzeirus hakasev regarding according to the 50 shkolim of the base korah. Now, if the one who sanctified it, him or his wife or his inheritors, if they redeem it, you have to add on a fifth. And again, we force the owner to give the opening bid. And Vadam al-Bedek Abayis, the monetary proceeds go to the temple upkeep. And this is this halacha that we're discussing is Bein Shaya Abayis Mibatei Arichema, whether the house is from one of the houses in the walled city, Bein Shaya Mibatei Chasem, whether it's from these houses in the unwalled city, or is a Nigel Olam, the halacha is going to be that this it could always be redeemed. Again, the contrast to if someone, let's say, sells his house to his friend, Shalacha is there in Halacha Shemitah, that you have a limitation. Here, whether it's even Batei Erechayim, there's no limitation, the Halacha is it could always be redeemed. Halacha Dalet. Ga'alei Acher Mi'ad HaHekdesh. Now, let's say somebody else, not the owner, redeems it from Hekdesh. Simhoye Beis Erechayim, if it was a house from a walled city, become Be'yad HaGadosh Ne'mas HaHekdesh, and it was already in the hand of the redeemer, the one who bought it out from Hekdesh for a period of 12 months, so Nechlet, it's been confirmed it's his house. And it's forever is his. Now, v'mhoye beis ha'chatzeim, if it was a house in the unwalled city, v'giyah yoivel, and the yoivel year has reached, v'hu b'yad ha'gol, it's the hand of the Redeemer, there, chayz l'ba'alav b'yoivel, there goes back to the owners in the yoivel year. So that's where it has the similar halacha of the if someone sells a house to a regular person, where in the walled city, after a year it's his, whereas again, here regarding an unwalled city, just like here where you were Makdash, and it goes to this person who bought it from Makdash, would go back to the original owner. Halacha Hei, the Ram continues regarding if someone's Makdash something that's really fit and eligible for the Mizbeach. HaMakdash Bein Metayra, Tamima, so if someone sanctifies a kosher, unblemished animal, Lebedek Abayis, to the temple upkeep. Now, Ava Bisha Avar Lasei, although he's violating a positive commandment in the Torah, where it's supposed to be specifically for the Mizbeach, but Masha Asa, what he has done is done. And B'chalak Kedush Aleh, and it has the sanctification of Bedek Abayis on it. And B'niftas Kishi Tamima, and it can be redeemed even in an unblemished state. Now, contrast when you makdish unblemished animal for the Mizbeach, where it has to be redeemed only in the blemished state, as Ram is going to say later in Halacha Yud Aleph, but by Bedek Abayis, where it doesn't have physical sanctity, only has a monetary sanctity, there's no difference between if it's blemished or unblemished. Umar Achayis HaKoyin B'domeha, and the Koyin evaluates it according to its monetary value, V'adam Yiplo Bedek Abayis, and those monetary proceeds go to the Bedek Abayis. V'ena Poyda Isa Poyda Ela Manas La'kriv L'Mizbech. Now, whoever is redeeming it, however, could only redeem it on the condition that he's going to sacrifice it for the Mizbech, L'mashiru, which is what it is fit for, if it's a male, to be a Eila on the Ashim, if it's a female, to be a Chatas Neshlamim. And the reason that is, called Dabar Royal Mizbech, because anything that is sanctified that's fit for the Mizbech, and the Yitim of the Mizbech Lam cannot leave that designation. So though it really has to cut Bedek Abayis sanctity, but whoever's going to redeem it has to use it ultimately for the Mizbech. Now, Halacha Bava Menayin Sha'asla Hakdash Tamim Bedek Abayis, which we had alluded to in the previous Halacha, from where do we know that it's prohibited to sanctify unblemished animal to the Bedek Abayis? Then it says in the Pasuk in Be'yikra, V'shoy B'seh, an ox and a lamb, Sarua V'kolot, which these are blemishes, Sarua if one limb is bigger than the other, and Kolot is if its hooves are uncloven, which is like that of a donkey. So the Pasuk says, you should make it into a donation. Now, Mipiash Mulamdu, from the tradition they learned, it means Nadavat HaBedek Abayis. It should be a donation for the temple upkeep. And V'chenes Bar Marim, She'ein Ele Kedushas Adamim, and also the understanding of the Pasuk seems to indicate that it's only a monetary sanctity. She'ema Krivim Bamul Mizbech, because we know that you cannot sacrifice a blemished animal, which is what the Pasuk is talking about to the Mizbech. Oh, so it's telling us that a blemished animal, you should make it into a nedava, which is for the Bedek Abayis. Now, Shenema Oisai, it says that you should make a nedava to Bedek Abayis. Oisoyat Oisai Nedava to the Bedek Abayis. Only the blemished animal should make a donation to Bedek Abayis. But it's telling us, B'v'einat Oisai Tamim Nedava to Bedek Abayis. But a Tamimim, unblemished animal, no, you're not supposed to make a donation to Bedek Abayis. And B'lava B'machal say, a negative prohibition which is inferred from a positive commandment, meaning it's saying it in the positive, but it's inferring what you shouldn't do, Kasei who has the halachic status as a positive commandment, and that's what we said in the previous halacha, that one would violate if he's makdash tmim lebedek abayis. Halacha zayin. Makdash es bem doi stam. Someone sanctifies an animal unspecified. Oi, shehikdash es nechasim stam. Or he sanctifies his properties without specifying. So, So we look at each unblemished animal, which is fit to be sacrificed itself on the Mizbeach. Zucharim, the males, should be sold for the purposes of being a totally burnt sacrifice, which are from the Zucharim. And the Yakribo Isim Oilis, whoever buys them, should sacrifice them as Oilis. And the Kavis and the female animals, should be sold for people who need Shlamim. The Yakribo Isim Shlamim, and they should sacrifice them as Shlamim. And Vadamim, Yiplu Bedek Abayis, whoever was Makdish his properties, which All the proceeds are going to go to Bet HaGabayis. I mean, the one who's buying the animals is going to use it as a carbon, but the one who is makdish these animals amongst his properties, those proceeds would go to Bet HaGabayis. And the reason is just stomach dish to Bet HaGabayis, because since he was makdish at stomach, he didn't say weird, says let it go to hektish. And generally, unspecified hektish goes to the temple upkeep. Regarding this, it says in the pasuk, "V'im behima she'ekriba mena carbon l'Hashem." And if the animal which they're going to sacrifice from it a carbon to Hashem, kol she'eaten mimenu l'Hashem yekodesh, whatever from it is to Hashem should be holy. Kolim, what it means to say is kol rolu carbon l'gabe mizbeach, whatever is fit to be a carbon on mizbeach, yekriv should be sacrificed, and that's what it means yekodesh. It should be holy as a carbon. Halacha ches. Let's say hektish nachas of stam. Continue on this theme. If someone sanctifies his properties without specifying. Now, amongst it has wines, shmonim, and oils, eslasas, and flowers, v'ayfis, and birds, haruin likrib, agam mizbeach, that all these things are fit to be sacrificed on mizbeach. So, yimachu l'tzorcha isamin. Again, it has validity for the mizbeach. You can't take it away from that then. So, although it has kedusha b'digamayis, you sell it l'tzorcha isamin for the purposes of that species, whoever needs it for those types of karbonas, and that person will sacrifice them. And the monetary proceeds, that person should purchase male animals and sacrifice them as oilers. Now, Halacha Tes, the Rambam explains, he says, wait a second. Why is it, like we said in this previous halacha, that the monetary proceeds of these sales, you will go ahead and sacrifice oilers? But you told me by the monetary proceeds of an unblemished animal, did the proceeds go to Bet HaGabayis? What's that discrepancy? So Rambam explains, because an animal that is sanctified for the Mizbeach, if it develops a blemish, there's a redemption for a blemished carbon. Like it's explained in later on, Halacha Yud Aleph, which these are things that have redemption. So the sanctity takes effect on the redemption and one has fulfilled their mitzvah. Now the contrast, however, is but regarding flour and wine and oil and different karbanas that they become invalidated, which either means they become tummy, or regarding birds it's lacking a limb or some other trafis, because actually a blemish actually does not invalidate by birds, as Rambam says. But be that as it may, when it becomes invalidated, ain't lamb pigeon. There's no redemption for them. How do we know this? Kashnemet says in the pasuk v'hemet sabehim v'goymer that you're going to go ahead and stand up the animal, etc., which teaches us kol sheyeshna b'chla hamad baracha, whatever could be has the halacha being standing up in front of the courts to be evaluated. Yesh lamb pigeon that has redemption. V'chol sheyeshna b'chla hamad baracha, which the pasuk only says behema, and therefore whatever is not included in the halacha of hamad baracha, which are all these cases of flour and wine, oil, anything else. A lapidion does not have a halacha of redemption. So therefore, since it doesn't have redemption, so actually the sanctity, it does not take effect on its monetary proceeds. So therefore, even if it's going to go to Bet HaGabayis, it's not going to be fulfilling the mitzvah. So therefore, you have to actually go ahead and bring from its proceeds as oilos, in contrast to the case of behema, which has a pidyon, and therefore that is a validation of the hektish that the person had done. As we see, even the valid hektish kachem is beth, which is an animal, could be redeemed, in contrast to eifis and all those things, do not have a pidyon. Halacha yud. Hektish nachas of stam. Now, the previous cases, he was specifying what. But let's say he just sanctifies his estate unspecified. V'hayis ben makatayis, now amongst the properties, there was incense where which they would give these keteris from the Beis HaMikdash to the craftsmen that are busy making the keteris, bescharim for their wages, until the people in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Bet HaGabayis, will go ahead and buy it back from them, from the new monies of the Trumas Halashka of the Machzah Shekel, like we explained, the Halachas of Shekel, Perek Dal Yechab Beis, and that's what they would do, where they would have leftovers of the keteris, and the way of by getting it for the new shkalm, they would give it to the wages, and they would buy back from the shkalm of the next day, because it has to be purchased and made from the new shkalm. Now, so if this person has in his possession this keteris, which is given to the craftsman, and then he's makdish his estate, including the keteris, harezu tenosin loman b'scharm. So what should they do this, is they should take these keteris and actually give it to the craftsmen that are busy making the keteris for their wages, commercial isim b'maisa keteris, like they do for the leftovers of the keteris. Every single year there's a certain amount of leftovers. And l'chein isim yesh b'nachas v'echem nesam on the keteris. Same thing is, if let's say he was makdash and he has one of the ingredients, let's say chelbana, he has one of those things, from the ingredients, you give it to the one that's busy making the keteris, and then they buy back from that person, from the mechza shekel of that year. But again, you use it for what it could be used on the mizbech. Now, Lachid Alf, the Rambam explains that which we had mentioned regarding Hamad of Aracham, which is an integral part of the procedure of being paid the hekdesh. Hamakdesh beimet tamimah lemizbech. So if someone sanctifies an unblemished animal for the mizbech, v'nafal ba mum v'nifsala. Now it developed a blemish and now become invalidated to be brought as a carbon. So harezu neryachas. So it's evaluated for its value, and the niftis ends redeemed. Regarding this, it says in the pasuk, "Im kol behemah tameya." Now, it's not talking about literally a non-kosher animal, because another pasuk already says, "Vim behemah tameya fada be'erkecha." So obviously, we're talking about a what's called behemah tameya, which are kosher animal, which developed a blemish and became invalidated. Asher lo yakriv b'mina carbon l'Hashem, which will not be brought from a carbon to Hashem. It says, "Behemah tameya behemah v'gamim," that you're going to stand it up to be evaluated, etc., which that's an integral part of the procedure. And the yavid b'temeh, carbon achakamais, and then you bring from its proceeds another carbon like it to take its place. Halacha yibayz, kolamakdash behemah b'chayeho. Whoever sanctifies the animal when it's alive, bein tahir, bein temeh, whether it's a kosher or non-kosher, bein kach habayis, bein kach mizbech, whether it's for the temple upkeep or whether the kedusha of the mizbech, where shenafel ben mum, where it developed a blemish, again, because if it didn't, then it's going straight to the mizbech, oy temima hadroi likrav. Or an unblemished one, which is fit to be sacrificed, but he only sanctified it for its monetary proceeds. Kamesh is like we explained later in Halacha Yadalad, where he didn't sanctify the whole thing, rather one of its limbs. So all these cases, Harizat Tzricha Amad Bevesen, has to be evaluated in the court. Something like it says in the Pasuk, Behemah Sabahemah, you stand the animal there. Lafikar, therefore, in Mesa, if let's say it dies, and now it's not valid anymore for Hamad Varacha. So if the animal dies, before it was evaluated and redeemed, same point as you cannot redeem it after it died. It has to be buried. Now, but in contrast, let's say he sanctified it when it was already slaughtered or was already a dead animal, and he's sanctifying it for the temple upkeep, where the monetary proceeds want to go to Bet HaGabayis, and then it's redeemed like all other movable items, where its kedushas Bet HaGabayis takes effect, and that can be redeemed even without halacha of Hamad Varacha. That's only regarding a live animal that has these halachas of being evaluated. Halacha Yigimah. Shachar b'shnayim or reiv shnayim. So it said it depends if it's slaughtered or not, if it's dead or alive. So let's say two of the pipes, where there's two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe in the animal's neck, two of them, or reiv shnayim, or the majority of them were already slaughtered, which generally for halacha, that's enough for it to be slaughtered, that it was killed in the proper way. But it's still in the throes of death. It's still thrashing about. So it's considered alive for all halachic purposes, although it's slaughtered. And therefore could be evaluated. And therefore it's still included in the category of that it could be stood up and evaluated until it actually dies, until it actually expires. One would have fulfilled his obligation of Hamad Baracha to go out and redeem it. Halachi Dalad, Ram continues to discuss regarding if someone sanctifies it specifically for its monetary proceeds. Hamakdesh beimet tamim ledemel. Let's say someone sanctifies an unblemished animal for its monetary proceeds. So actually, harezu niskadesh gufa. Its body, which is generally for kedushas mizbech, has a physical sanctity. Ketzad, how so? So if someone says demei behemezu hekdesh mizbech, the monetary proceeds, the monetary value of this animal, should be sanctified for the mizbeach. Meaning, he says, I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to use his proceeds to purchase an oilah. So no, he atzma tikrab. This animal itself has to be sacrificed because since a monetary sanctity took effect in it, it also then has a physical sanctity because since it itself is fit to be brought in the mizbeach, so it itself now has that physical sanctity. Now let's say hikdash achad mevarel adamov. Let's say only sanctify one of its limbs for its monetary proceeds. Where, again, and this is for the mizbeach, unlike the prior cases we're discussing for its monetary proceeds for the Bet HaGabayis, no, he's being makdash it, but that his proceeds should be used to purchase a carbon. Vaman, he says, the value of the foot of this cow is hekdash from mizbeach. So here already, Hariz of Safik, this is already a situation of doubt. In Pashto Kedusha Bakula, do we say that the sanctity spreads throughout the whole animal? Or if it doesn't spread throughout? And the reason that is because we're not sure. Do we say since the sanctity is on part of the animal, so it spreads throughout, and therefore since it already has a monetary sanctity, so it's going to have a physical sanctity? Or maybe only say one migui, but not two mitaychs, In other words, you have to say, since the sanctity is on the leg, it spreads throughout. And you have to say, since it has a monetary sanctity, it has a physical sanctity. Well, the figure is tikkur v'leg tipa, therefore it should be sacrificed and not redeemed, because we don't know if it could be redeemed. We're not sure if it has a physical sanctity. Now, halacha says, v'ketzad oisin. Now, how should this be done? So, and the reason is because you can't sell it and then go out to be chulin, because maybe it has a physical sanctity. But Yosef cannot obligate him to bring it as it is, because maybe it only has a physical sanctity on its foot, and it, not to lose the whole animal. So, meichin oisa kula l'mish Yaakov oisa. What you do is, you sell it totally for someone that had already taken the vow to bring in the carbon oil, who's going to sacrifice it. And the demel chulin, and the monetary proceeds, is going to be chulin. The reason for that is, because even if someone sells his oil, he hasn't done anything. The halacha is that the monies are chulin, because there's no redemption that way. For sure, over here, we're not even sure if it's the oila, and he's selling it to be sacrificed as the oila, the monetary proceeds don't have the physical sanctity as the oila. Chutz min mei oisei eve, except for that limb, which does have that, which the Gemara explains that therefore has to be talking about someone that said he's going to only bring an oila that is not totally as an oila, because here, whoever's buying it, one limb of it is not his own sanctification. But again, all of it will be chulin, the monetary proceeds, the guy who purchased it will bring as oila, and all of the proceeds will be chulin, except for the value of that limb. Now, but let's say that limb that he said should be sanctified was a limb that the soul depends on, meaning that the animal cannot live without, well then pashta kedusha, because then for sure the sanctity runs throughout the whole animal, because it's like as if you sanctified the whole thing, because the life depends on it. Halacha d'zayin, ha'yisa behema balas mum, she'in eru l'karv. If let's say the animal was a blemished animal, which is not fit to be sacrificed. V'hiktash evim avireh l'damav, but now you sanctify one of its limbs for its monetary proceeds, meaning that you're going to sell it and bring from its proceeds a korban oila. So bein she'hanashama t'luya boy, bein she'hanashama ain't t'luya boy, whether the life of the animal depends on that limb or not. Lo niskadash el d'me oisa evim b'vad. Here, only that limb will be sanctified, because since you can't bring it on the Mizbeach as itself, because it's a blemish, so you can't say that the physical sanctity runs throughout the whole animal. So Kate said, how so? Let's say he says, Dimei regal parazu, the monetary proceeds of the leg of this cow, or Dimei liba hekta shem Mizbeach, or even the value of the heart of the animal should be hekta shem Mizbeach, who be hekta shuva tofen, but it doesn't run throughout the whole animal. Him and hekta are partners, he has the rest, and the limb that he sanctified is that of hekta shem. Let's say someone says, Rosh Ebed Zeh, the head of this slave, or Leiv Chamer Zeh, or the heart of this donkey, is Hektish L'Mizbeach, is Hektish to the Mizbeach, which means to say that the money should be sanctified, that from those proceeds he'll purchase a carbon oila. Or Yishom, let's say, says, Rosh Hektish L'Mizbeach, my head is Hektish L'Mizbeach. Again, in the Chayiv, El Dmei Rosh, he's only Chayiv for the value of his head, and because, again, it's he himself is not part of the carbon. V'royin Kamei Yishvo Yisehev, Elohim Namke, so you look at how much is that limb worth had it been sold? The yavi bedam of carbon, and he brings from that value a carbon. Now, alochi yitches, but when do we say this, that he's not obligated, only the limb, the value of that limb, which he sanctified for its damim, is bekachim mizbeach, is that he sanctified these values to go ahead and purchase oilus for the mizbeach. A bekachim, but the gabai is, but let's say this was for the temple upkeep. If someone says demei rosh chamer zeh, the value of the head of this donkey, or kevedoy, or its liver is hektish, or demei rosh eved zeh, or kevedoy hektish, or the value of the slave's head or his liver is hektish, since it's a limb that the whole creature's life depends on, then he's obligated in all the monetary value. Shkol hektish, but the gabayis kedushas damu, because every sanctification of the gabayis is a monetary sanctification. And if you take away this limb, it has no monetary value. So it's the entire value in this limb. And therefore, that's different than these cases where we said that, oh, let this value be for the Mizbeach, where there you don't have the halacha of going that it has the entirety of the monetary value, because it's not that essential sanctification. It's being used for that of Mizbeach, and therefore it would depend if it's Eivish and Hashem, it's Luyaboy. There wouldn't depend on Eivish and Hashem, if it itself is not being brought. Rather, like we said, you would give according to the value of that organ. Halachi test the Ram continues regarding if someone says that his erich is going to the mizbeach. Ha'im, if someone says erkei alayla mizbeach, if someone says that the monetary value of the erichin, which is said in the Torah, how much it is according to age and gender, should be sacrificed to mizbeach. So maybe be'erek or carbon. So he brings whatever the erek value is towards a carbon. Now, v'mein yodem ha'segis le'erek sholem. Now, if let's say he cannot afford the full erek value that's written in the Torah, tzareiz ha'dvar safek, and therefore this is why similar to, as the Ram had brought in previously, another doubt. It's a situation of doubt. Im nidim be'esek yad, is he going to be evaluated regarding how much he could afford? Now, on the one hand, you would say, yeah, he said in the terminology of erichin vows, which have that halacha. Maybe does not have this halacha, because ultimately he's vowing this towards a carbon. We don't find a redemption of a carbon for the mizbeach only according to whatever its value is. You don't get off because you can't afford it. And so too, regarding someone sanctifies his ancestral field for the mizbeach, meaning the monetary proceeds should be purchased for the mizbeach. So, harizu niftis, it's going to be redeemed. And the monetary proceeds will be used to purchase oil of the mizbeach. But there's a doubt over here. In poidin oisa be'ercha katsabo, do we go ahead and redeem it according to the amount of 50 shkalim for how much you could plant a base kor? Maybe you should value it according to its market value, because ultimately he sanctified it that its proceeds should be used for the mizbeach, and we don't find karbonis of the mizbeach that should be blemished, that should be redeemed less than what their monetary value is. So therefore, v'dan mechalelus of halacha in all these cases, v'keitzimim, and those which are similar to them, we go ahead and we qualify that lahachmer stringently, because behektish we say yad hektish al yin has the upper hand, and if it's for the benefit of hektish that he should not pay according to whatever the Torah gives a set amount, rather according to market value, they would do. But if it's the other way, then the other way too, whatever it is, we go stringently on the one who made this hektish.